Meg, you want to do like a 3, 2, 1 and then shout whatever we got?
Sure.
Okay. 3, 2, 1 What? Cheers.
I'm fine. Everything is fine.
I'm drinking 10-year-old wine.
Caffeine is great.
You kind of took my favorite?
Oh no. What? I really like Phasma a lot.
Kahlua! And welcome to Caff Faves, a show where we talk about our absolute favorite things in the Star Wars universe. Grab a drink and chill with us as we dive into our latest topic. I am here with Meg. I always forget to say my name first. I'm Heather, and I am with Meg. Meg, present yourself to the audience.
Hello, hello, good morning, good evening, good night. I don't know what time it is when you're listening to this, but I am so glad that you are listening to us talk about things while we are apparently very, very caffeinated.
Yes,
welcome,
you know, one
to
of
the
my
chaos.
One of my favorite motivational quotes is, you know, how people say, have a good day. I like, have a day. Just have a day.
Just have a day, you know, just a day.
So Meg, I heard that, you made some coffee. Is that what you brought to the table?
Yes. 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 Once again, friends, I have coffee that I made myself and it's delicious because, you know, Starbucks is far away from me, so you get what you get. And I, you know, this is not my first cup of coffee today, or my second, or my third. Maybe not even my fourth. I've lost count. It's Tuesday in a week. And, yep, caffeine. I love it. I've already told you that many times. I'm going to stop talking now.
I totally believe that you're not on your first cup for the day. That much is clear. Do you have any special kind of creamer this time?
It is peppermint mocha flavored, which is apparently my favorite because that's been my answer so many times.
Hey, it's all reliable. Can't go wrong with peppermint mocha.
I am a creature of habit. And if, you know, accept me for who I am, that's all I'm saying.
As we all do. So I brought, I went to Dutch Brothers again because it's right across the street from where I live. And it's dangerous because it's not like the cheapest place, but you know, I do it for the fans. But I got a, what is it called? It is an iced Eclipse Blue Rebel. So Blue Rebel is like their trademark name for their energy drinks, and Eclipse is the flavor. This one is peach and passion fruit with a blackberry drizzle. And it sounds fancy. If you look at it, it just looks like a regular soda. It's just brown liquid. But I assure you, it tastes great. It's got like a nice kick to it. And so the caffeine is going to be hitting me soon, and we're going to have a grand old time.
Love but, it. Every time that you come here with your fancy drinks, with your fun colors and fancy sounding names, it makes me want to try so much harder to vary my drink choices. Will it happen? I don't know.
Whenever you come down here, I'll treat you to some Dutch Brothers. They have some crazy things over there. Not a sponsor yet. So this episode, we are going to go over our top three favorite Dr. Aphra moments. Why? Because the Dr. Aphra audio drama script book thing is coming out when, Meg? And I'm totally not asking you because I forgot.
April 6th, 2021. So you're listening to this ideally on Friday, a day earlier in April. And on the Tuesday after this, when you're listening to this, that there will be a script book that you can purchase if you haven't already pre-ordered, which you should, on utini.com.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Yes. Use the Utini affiliate link or else.
I didn't know how else to end that, so I just stopped talking.
It's fine. You got the point across. I'm pretty sure our listeners get the gist. So make sure you go do that. Even if you've listened to the audio drama, like, it's just nice to have this book in your collection because, like, Meg, I don't know if you've seen the cover. Of course you've seen the cover, but it is actually very pretty. Like, most of it is black with, like, the red trim and letterings, and of course Dr. Aphra is right smack in the front. It looks nice.
It really does, and I just love that they do this because, honestly, as someone who whose brand is apparently how many books she can cram into one bookshelf, I just love adding more things and having an excuse to rearrange things so that more things can fit on my shelves.
That's always fun. I had an instance where I had just overhauled my shelf. Like, I spent a good couple hours just taking all the books down and putting it back up how I wanted, and everything fit perfect. That same day, I don't know how I forgot, but a brand new hardcover book came in the mail, and there was not a space for it.
Oh, no.
So immediately, it was already out of whack. But it's all good. That's just, you know, the book owner problems. Am I right?
Yeah.
But let's get on to... Oh, do you have something to say?
No. I mean, I was just going to brag about the second bookshelf that I got, but, like, you can't see it if you're listening to this. So, like, just know that it's here, ready to accept more Star Wars.
You know, we'll take a screenshot of, like, Meg's screen right now, and then we'll send it to the Cat Faves channel on Discord. So you can see how crazy but beautiful her shelf looks. I see plants on there. That's nice.
Yep, and I will never tell you whether or not they're real or fake. I'm not letting go of this bit. It's gonna live forever, just like my plants either will or won't.
Just by looking at them, I'm just going to make the assumption that they are fake, but that's okay. They still look pretty. I don't know why they just seem fake to me, but fake isn't always bad. Fake can be good. Okay, talking about plants.
Assume whatever you want.
Okay. It will forever be a mystery, but my vote is on fake. Okay. Let's go to our number three. Oh, there's the caffeine. We're both caffeinated. Oh, no.
Oh, well.
We gotta do this.
A treat.
Okay, Meg, shut up. We gotta start or else we're never gonna start this thing. Okay.
All right, okay.
Number three favorite Dr. Aphra moment for me comes from Dr. Aphra issue number 6, where... How do I put this? I have my sticky note, but, like, my handwriting is so bad and the lighting is bad. I'm just gonna read my sticky note word for word. I wrote this, like, so long ago. Finds out gave fake crystal to museum to sell real one. Okay. That was when she went on this whole adventure with her dad, right? To get the green crystal that had, like, some dude's essence or soul in it or something. I forget the dude's name. But, you know, she supposedly did the right thing in her father's eyes and gave the crystal to the museum where it would be kept safe and sound. But it turns out that, oh gosh, spoilers. Do we need to put a spoiler warning on this thing? I already said it, though. How does that work?
We'll warn in the Discord.
Okay. Oh, yeah. But what if people only listen to Patreon and they don't go on our Discord?
Okay. I'll put something at the beginning.
Okay.
Later.
Okay, but me saying this right now is going to sound very awkward after the alert already went off. Whatever. We'll just keep going. Okay. Where was I? So Dr. Aphra gives the fake crystal to the museum, and then at the end of the issue, it turns out that she had the real crystal all along, because she's gonna sell it because she loves money, and that's pretty much when the next volume takes place. She holds this auction or whatever, but I really love that scene because it is so like Dr. Aphra to do like this whole underhanded thing just to make a bit of extra cash, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Oh, for sure. Anything for a little bit of money. Yep.
Even at the cost of risking your life.
Yep.
What is your number three, Meg?
My number three. So a lot of these are going to be from the audio drama, not because the script is coming out next week, but because it's the most recent Aphra thing that I've read. And I've listened to it so many times that it's just the thing that I remember the most. But one of my favorite parts of the audio drama is when she finds the recording of Padme, and she's like this close to figuring out like the fact that Luke and Leia might exist. So because like the whole thing, and it even if it's the thing I remember most, it has been a while, so I don't have, like, all of my facts straight here. But basically, like, Vader is having her, like, look for, like, he's looking for something. She can't figure out what it is, but, like, she gets so close to, like, figuring out what we know, which is that Vader has two children that are just out in the galaxy that no one's supposed to know about. So I really loved that. Like, I love that whole scene because it's just, like, a bunch of different things happening at once. And you're kind of wondering, like, is she going to find out? Where is this recording from? Who knows what? Is this mystery ever going to be solved? I love the fact that, like, Aphra takes on so many different roles, you know, throughout her arc in, like, all the comics and things like that. Because the audio drama is... based on like her appearances in the first Vader comic, but I just love that like at this point she's like almost a detective, like trying to piece together these things that like the audience knows but she doesn't. That really stuck in my mind just because like also we found out like something like about Padme and like some things she was doing like around the time before she died that we didn't know about before. I just really love that.
I remember which scene you're talking about, and I remember it being like so intense.
Yeah,
because like you say, there's so much stuff going on, and when you're trying to like, when you're on the verge of learning something, when there's all kinds of other stuff going on, it kind of reminds me of that one scene from Rogue One. Oh, we've talked about this scene on the show before, but when Jyn is watching that recording of her father, when Jedha is getting blown up, and just something about that is just like really, really like kind of gives you chills.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, that's a good one. Let's see. So my number two would be... And Dr. Aphra, number one, actually. A lot of my choices, to be honest, are a bit earlier on because I've only read, like, the first couple volumes. You know, I'm not that big of a comic reader, but I love Aphra, and I'll get to him eventually. But Dr. Aphra, number one, it was this whole thing where you find out that her teacher doesn't really quite like her, and so he shows her his vault of, like, this, these specimens that have been undiscovered or something, and it's basically his life's work that he's showing her. I don't remember the exact reason for that, but he was basically saying, like, I'm not going to let you get your doctorate just because I don't like you, you know? Ooh. And the next day... or however long it takes, I actually don't know, but it turns out that she actually, like, pretty much stole whatever was in his vault and released it to the public as her own finding, and so she takes the credit for his life's work, And I just really love that. Like, some people might think that it's petty. I would say that he deserves it. But oh, yeah. I just thought that was, like, that's so Aphra. That was so genius. Like, you go, girl. You do you. That was fantastic.
I love moments of hers like that where, like, you're not quite sure what she's going to do, but you know that it's just going to be absolutely chaotic. And she just outsmarts her opponent. Like, you know, sometimes she's doing things for, quote unquote, the right reasons, like people who deserve all of their things taken away from them. And you know, and sometimes she just does the wrong things. You know, she's human. It happens. But like, I just love that, like, you're not in on it either usually until it happens. And so you're like discovering it as the people in the story are. I love how that works.
Yes, definitely. And I mean, it's funny you point out that, you know, sometimes she does make some wrong choices. Yeah. But to me, she kind of has that Han Solo mentality where she has this idea and she's like, I'm going to do it. And what happens, happens. And I really like that about her. And, you know, speaking of like, oh, this is kind of like, not really a tangent, but speaking of Han Solo, which reminds me of Indiana Jones, another little tidbit that I liked, which I'm pretty sure was also in the first issue, was she took like some kind of artifact, and she says something along the lines of like, it belongs in an armory, as opposed to Indiana Jones's it belongs in a museum. Like, I really like that.
Oh, man, I am... Yeah, I still haven't read, like, I'm, like, the exact opposite of you, where I haven't read, like, the earlier volumes of that comic. I really need to. Like, the more you talk about it, I'm like, well, yeah, I think it was because I started reviewing them, like, in the middle of the series, and so I just, like, started reading in the middle and never went back. I need to do that at some point,
though. Oh, I see. Yeah. Well, now I know for sure that, I guess there's the audio drama, but our moments are definitely going to be different because, you know, we tend to pick the same things, but at least I know that, you know, we each have information that the other one doesn't have. So,
yeah, I'm wondering if our number ones are the same because, yeah, we'll see.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Hurry and say your number two so we can say our number ones.
Oh. Okay. So it's weird to call this a favorite moment, but I will explain myself. I really like in, I don't remember which run this is because now there's two, she has two of her own and then
that's another reason why I don't read comics is because there are way too many different variations of things and I don't know what I'm reading. Anyways, go on.
Yeah, no, I mean, this is why I'm not the go-to comics person on our team. I love them, but it's just, like, keeping track of all the numbers and, like, issues, and they always have the date, and I don't know. It's the moment where you find out what happened to her mother, and it's, like, a flashback of, like, the moment that it happens, which is really sad and awful, and, like why is that my favorite moment?
Because you like to be hurt.
You know, I mean, I do, but that...
Don't worry, me too.
Okay. Well, that's, yeah. Okay. I really like this moment, like, as tragic and awful and sad as it is, it kind of, like, shows you, like, why Aphra, you know, is so not trusting of so many different people and how, like, she seems to be, like, out for herself and, like, not thinking of anyone else, but, like... it shows you that, like, she's protecting herself when she's doing that because she's been hurt and she's seen terrible things. And, you know, it's just like it that kind of background of, like, you know, going back and, like, being shown, like, what happened to a person to make them the way that they are. That's, like, one of my favorite, things in storytelling. And in Star Wars, like, I feel like we don't always get that a lot, especially, like, in the movies, because it's very, like, the plot is always, you know, moving forward in a lot of cases, but, you know, other than, like, going back and showing, like, Anakin growing up to become Darth Vader and all that. But I just really like that, like, that kind of showed us, like, why she, you know, doesn't open up to people and why she doesn't let herself be vulnerable and things like that. It just really made me appreciate her character more. So that's why I consider it a favorite, even though it's very dark and sad.
You know, we really need those dark and sad things. So, you know, we can go back to those when we're wasted with our friends and we can cry ourselves to sleep.
Exactly.
Yes, that is exactly why we need those tragic moments. Oh, goodness. Well, I got nothing. I left, like, no opening for that afterwards. I just had to say my dumb thing and, like, okay. This awkward silence.
Yeah, no, I mean, like, I just love her family dynamic and how messed up it is. Oh, which again, like, why do I like these things? But, like,
are we monsters?
I mean, I just, like, I just appreciate story. Like, I'm very into, like, family drama in stories. And, like, I mean, if you think about it. The Skywalker saga.
Oh, okay.
Yes. The Skywalker saga is just, like, one big, giant, dramatic soap opera. Because it's just all the Skywalker men just, like, running around the galaxy messing stuff up all the time. So I really appreciate, like, just her whole family and, like, her what was going on with her dad and, like, her parents not getting along because of it. And, you know, her mother taking her away and all of that. So I just, Aphra is like one of my favorite characters that we haven't seen like anywhere else, and I really think we need to see her in more things, like, now.
For sure. At this rate, she's becoming like such a better known character. I really, it's only a matter of time before she shows up in like an animated show or anything live action. Yes. Really,
I want it.
And, like, she would blend in so well, like, wherever they would end up putting her.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
For sure. Now, drum roll! Number one! Okay. My number one Aphra moment is in Darth Vader number 11, as in the 2015 series, pretty much where she debuted. It was such a complicated scene. Let me read my sticky note word for word again. Okay. Aphra using her knowledge to blackmail Vader and survive and not... I put survive slash not get killed. You would think that not get killed kind of, like, goes with the survival part, right? Like, why did I have to distinguish that? Okay. Anyways. I swear I'm a writer, but sometimes I just need to go back and fine-tune my own things. Anyway, so, yeah, this has to do with her, like, getting the information about Luke Skywalker or something like that, and, Vader and his squad ends up showing up at the same place where she got that information. The auntie, that was the guy's name. She went to go visit the auntie.
Oh, yeah.
And, Darth Vader ended up showing up too, and so she's trying to escape while the Empire is there, and, Darth Vader was about to kill her. I don't remember why, but she was like, wait, don't kill me. I have information about Luke or whatever. And he's just like, tell me. And she was like, let me go first and then I'll tell you. And I was like, ooh, girl, you don't blackmail Vader like that. And there was just like that brief pause, and then like he helps her escape. And then you see her in the cave, just, like, sitting down, just looking all dreadful because she knows that she's probably gonna get killed. Aww. But, yeah, Vader shows up, and she gives him the info, and he decides to let her live because, oh, he's such a sweet guy.
But, oh, totally.
Yeah, I really love that because, like, you know, not too many people can stand up to Vader. I mean, most people, the moment he shows up, they just piss their pants. But no, Dr. Aphra, she's just like, you know what? I'm going to hold this against you to survive for at least a couple more hours.
Oh, I mean, that's what she does, though. She'll do anything to survive and, you know, get what she wants. And oh, it's so good.
It is so good. Before you go to your number one, I do have an honorable mention, though, from the audio drama. And that's because this is something that I can, like, very much relate to. But it's the flashback of where I think she was trying to scale the wall of the school or something like that. For whatever reason, she's, like, trying to scale this wall. And, like, from down below, she hears Sana's voice. And just hearing her voice, because, you know, she has a crush on her, she fumbles and then, like, falls on her ass, right? And for one, like, yeah, that scene is so hilarious, but I'm like, I get it, because sometimes, like, when a pretty girl is talking to me, like, I get all flustered and I start fumbling my words. And sometimes my voice cracks and I want to hide under a rock. So, oh, no. Like, I feel you, Aphra, I get it, but it's fine.
Yeah, that when they just released an excerpt this week from the script, and that's the scene that is in the excerpt, so it made me smile when I read it.
Oh, it's so fun.
It's so good. It's so good. I love them. I love them so much.
Yeah, they're cute. I mean, I wouldn't say it's the healthiest relationship, but they're cute.
Are any of Aphra's relationships healthy? The answer is
I feel like most relationships in Star Wars as a whole is somewhat toxic, with Hera and Kanan being a possible exception. I feel like they had a good thing going on.
They sure did. If only.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. You know what? You like to hurt anyway. It's fine.
We already went through that.
We're masochists. It's okay.
Pain. Give me all the pain.
Pain, don't go away.
Actually,
come back again, please.
My number one relates to what we were just talking about, and it is not the same as yours, but we've talked about it on the show before, so that's why I wondered if we were going to have the same one. But my number one is the part in the audio drama where you find out that the whole time she's narrating this thing, she's talking to Sanastaros, because
that's a good one.
It's just one of those things that, like, I really didn't see it coming, and when it happened, I was like, this is like it's one of those things where you want to go back and listen again knowing what you know. I love that. I'm not a huge, like, re-listener or re-reader or re-watcher. There's just too much stuff to consume. Like, I don't have time for that. But, like, I have listened to this audio drama multiple times because I just love the fact that, like, I can listen to it and get to that part and, like, have that moment and then go back and listen to it again, like, in the mindset that, like, I know who she's talking to the whole time. And it's, like, the whole thing is this love letter, and I just love it so much.
One thing I like about it is I try not to think about certain media in, like, a meta kind of way, if that's even the right term. But, like, with this audio drama, you know, from the get-go, you know that she's speaking from her point of view into a recorder. And you're thinking, like, why? There's no other reason, at least at the time that I started it, I thought, there's no other reason for her to be recording like this unless, like, she doesn't seem self-centered like Lando, because I know he records into his own thing for his own reasons. But my main thing was, this is just so the audience can get this story. There's no actual reason in the story for her to be doing this. It's just like a way to present it to us. And that's what I was thinking at first. So it was actually a very nice reveal when you find out that it's for Sana, because you think, like, oh, okay, so she's not just, like, talking into this thing for no reason, because, like, that honestly would have kind of bugged me a little bit, like, kind of out of place. But it really, like, just tied everything together, and it was great.
Yeah, I love it. I just love that audio drama, and I'm so excited that, you know, we've gotten two now, and we're getting more. And like it's like the more we talk about how much we love them, the more the people behind making them are like, oh, we should do another one because they liked that one and they liked this one and we're probably gonna like the next one. Audio dramas in Star Wars, like, obviously not a new thing, but they're so unique compared to like all the other content that we get. Like, and you only get one every once in a while, but it just, that makes it so much more special. Like, you're not getting like 10 a year because that would be a bit much.
Yeah. I am going to take your unintentional segue into our Happy Beep segment.
Happy Beeps!
Happy Beeps! Beep, 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 beep.
Happy Beeps here, buddy. Come on.
So, for this episode of Happy Beeps, I'm just going to grab the sticky note and put it right in my face because I can't see. Oh, no, I messed up. This isn't an audio drama. I was thinking of Temple Run or...
That's an audio drama.
Yeah, but the segment was going to be about Ronan. It wasn't going to be... Okay, you know what? You know,
we can talk about that. Yeah, both.
Both
is good.
Okay.
Both is good.
Leave everything in.
Yes.
Leave everything in. It's fine.
Yep.
Okay, so let's... You know what? I'm going to go... Let me take off this other sticky notes in my way. Sticky notes. I'm going to go to teeny.com and pull up the article that you wrote, Tempest Runner. Oh my goodness, I was saying like Temple Run. Oh gosh, how do I have a job at Uteeny? Meg, tell me, how do I have this job?
Because you're amazing and you've been here longer than I have, so like they
I don't
can never
believe
get rid of
that,
you.
But thank you. No, I think we showed up at like the same time, right? I don't know.
Honestly, I remember doing like my onboarding stuff and I saw that there were two women here already and I was very excited. That's all I remember. So
oh,
I think you
okay.
were one of them. Yeah.
So, okay. I think you showed up like literally right after
yeah.
I did. Oh, goodness. Okay. Anyways, headline. New Star Wars book announced. Tempest Runner, a Kevin Scott original audio drama written by Meg Dowell. So, Tempest Runner is an audio drama coming out for the High Republic. Meg, you wrote this thing. Do you know what Tempest Runner is about? Do we even know yet?
It is about one of the Nihil leaders. It's a villain story. I don't know much about this character. Like I have read High Republic things, I promise. It's like my job, but that's really all we know, honestly, at this point. It was announced on the latest The High Republic show. And Kevin Scott is very excited about it. And he's having the time of his life, is what he tells me on Twitter, I guess.
Yeah, wow, you guys are like besties.
I mean, we might be. Who knows? he's like Uteeny's best friend at this point. It's not just me. But I mean, the biggest takeaway is that like the High Republic is now like, it's not just books and comics. Now there's going to be an audio drama and there's a manga happening, and they're just like, they're doing all the things. And just knowing that we're getting another audio drama, like, we didn't know if we were going to get another one this year. We didn't know if it was going to start being like a yearly thing, but like, here we are. And they have such a good track record with these so far, like, and the fact that Kevin Scott is writing it obviously just like elevates this to like absolutely amazing. Cannot wait. Will probably listen 5 times. I just love that they are seeing that how much we're loving the High Republic, and they're just giving us more, and they're saying, yes, let's try this. Let's do this. Let's take these like characters that aren't necessarily like the main characters of this story and put them in a different story and make them like the center focus of that. So it's like, it's, you're getting so many different things, and that just leaves more of an opportunity for more people to find something within the High Republic or Star Wars publishing in general that they like. Because the reality is there's so much that you're not going to consume or like everything, which is totally fine. But the more things that there are, the more chances you'll find things that you really like and can get excited about, and they can keep making more of those things. So I am here for this. I am ready.
I can't wait to learn more about Tempest Runner, because just so far, everything about it has me stoked. Like you said, the audio dramas have been on point, great production value with the music, sound effects, great voice acting. The High Republic has been popping. I absolutely love the variety. We've gotten adult novels, young adult novels, comics, and now an audio drama. They are being serious about this thing, and they have not failed us yet. And Kevin Scott, wonderful person, wonderful writer. Just everything about this just screams, yes, give me that.
Absolutely.
And, well, now on to the thing that I was actually going to talk about was this new original novel based on the upcoming Star Wars Visions show, which is now confirmed to be an anime style, right?
Yeah.
Which I'm totally stoked for. You know how much I love anime. This original novel is titled Ronin, and once again, I need an actual expert to tell me who's writing this thing. it's, you know, somewhere.
Yeah, at this moment, I do not remember. There's been a lot of news.
There has been a lot of news. I got it right in front of me now.
Perfect.
Ronin, an original novel by Emma Mako Kanden. I hope I said that right. But Emma, she's new to Star Wars, right? I haven't heard that name yet. So, I'm excited to see what she brings to the table. You know, some people, they really love their better-known authors, which is fine. There's a reason why they're well-known. But also, it's fun to see new people jump into the mix because you never know, like, what they're going to offer.
Absolutely. Like, I love when new writers join the Star Wars family, Star Wars publishing family. And, you know, sometimes they use, like, the certain point of view books to kind of, like, find, you know, new potential people. But, like, she's brand new. And I haven't looked into, like, what else she's worked on. But, you know, whenever they bring new people on, you just, like, you know you're getting a story unlike one that you've seen before, just because, like, every writer comes into Star Wars with their own, like, perspective and their own way that they want to tell the story. And this is kind of like a story that it seems like we really haven't gotten yet, and I'm really excited to see, like, because this is, like, it's based on, like, what we are told the show is going to be like, but it's an original novel, so kind of like what the Mandalorian novel was supposed to be. So we really don't know what we're getting, and I love that. I love that this is, like, it feels, at least at this point, like new territory, kind of like the High Republic is pretty new. And that's really good. The fact that Star Wars can just, like, go in a lot of different directions and pull from different, you know, genres of storytelling and things like that. It's just, it's ever expanding. And that's why we call it the expanded universe. And that's why I'm just so excited for Star Wars to keep growing, because it just, whenever it does, it just gets better and better.
Yes, I definitely can't wait to see what the deal with this book is. I'm already intrigued because, you know, I see the word anime and I'm like, I kind of don't care what they're talking about. Just, yes, make it happen. But another fun fact, I am supposedly a psychic because about a month ago, I don't remember exactly what happened in my dream, but I did have a dream where, you know, something happened or whatever, but I saw the word Ronin appear in my dream somewhere. And I remember waking up thinking, like, what is that? Like, I've never heard that word before. I had to look it up. And apparently Ronin is a term for, like, a kind of samurai or something like that. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I didn't even know that. How would my brain conjure up this word when I didn't even know what it was? So wow. I'm like, okay, well, that's kind of weird. And then, you know, a few weeks have passed. And then this announcement comes out. And I'm just like, oh my God, my dream was trying to tell me that this book is coming out. So, maybe, like, if I dream really hard, I can predict all of the books that are gonna come out by the next, year or so. So, well, I'm gonna try really hard.
Yes, and now you have to tell me every single book that you're predicting, and, you know, you might be right.
We, like, if this works, we're gonna get a head start on all of the news. We're gonna pump out this news before, like, Disney or the actual Star Wars page announces it. We're just gonna be like, I'm gonna have a dream. And I'm going to think of a title, and then we'll push out a full article saying, like, yes, this book is confirmed, right? And then, like, a week later, Del Rey is going to say, hey, this book's coming out. Like, yeah, we already knew. We already knew, okay?
Oh, wouldn't that be something? Oh, I mean, you know, being able to predict books, I want it. I want it for my sake, but also just for everyone, you know. Books are fun. Books are great.
Books are great. And this book in particular is coming out October 12th, 2021. So as soon as we get those pre-order links, we will let you know on whether it be Discord, social media, whatever. So you can click the Youtini affiliate link, because you're not allowed to pre-order it anywhere else. You can only pre-order through us. Okay, so we'll let you know. We'll let you know when you can get that taken care of. And, like, I am equally as intrigued for the show, because, yeah, like, as a lot of people know, I am, like, a huge anime fan. I've actually been, like, watching a couple of these new shows heavily. Like, Attack on Titan is on its final season. They just finished the first part of the final season. It's coming back next year in August, and season one of Jujutsu Kaisen finished the same weekend, and I'm like, man, these two shows that I really like just ended, but My Hero Academia stepped in, and we're like, hey, we're just starting our season, so, you know, you don't have to be lonely, and I'm like, thank you. So, anyone, if we have any anime fans, let's talk about anime in our Cat Faves Discord channel, because yeah, I can talk about anime all day.
I cannot believe they're announcing more things for this year. Like, I've lost count of how many books and things are coming out in 2021 alone. Like, it just never stops.
Yeah, and we're, like, almost halfway through the year, and they're still planning stuff for later this year.
Yeah.
It always seems like fall just has, like, the most stuff going on.
You know, if you ever interact with any Youtini staff, be nice to us, because, like, we're never going to get a break, and we love that, but also be nice to us, because we're very tired.
Seriously, very tired. You see how much caffeine we need to drink just to semi-function?
Oh,
if
so
you can call
caffeine.
This chaos functioning.
Chaos. I love the chaos.
Yes, oh, it's chaos. Fun. Keeps things exciting, keeps things spicy.
It sure does.
Wow, that was a handful. We got all kinds of stuff, and of course, like, we still got Bad Batch stuff coming out. Yes. Wasn't there a new trailer or something?
There sure was.
Yes. Oh, yes, that was today. Today as in March 30.
Yeah. Exciting things are happening in, like, you know, books and shows and comics and podcasts and all the things. It's so, like, what a time to be a Star Wars fan. Like, honestly, like, there were times where there was no Star Wars happening, and now it's like every week there's something new, it feels like.
You know, I hear that a lot, like, what a time to be a Star Wars fan. And the thing is, I hear that, like, all the time, no matter what year, what time of year, like, there's always somebody saying that. So that just means that any time is a good time to be a Star Wars fan, but that's great.
It sure is.
Speaking of time, I think it's time to wrap this up.
Okay.
Thank you all for sitting down with us for Cat Faves. Make sure you check out our exclusive channel on Discord, Cat Faves. We can talk about anime. I'm going to share some anime things in there because I'm on an anime kick, and soon we're going to have Star Wars anime. Oh my god. Okay, anyways. Follow us on Twitter at Youtini_US. I am at HatherG. Meg is at MegDowell. And we will see you next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye.